Hey guys, I'm back, and today I'm going to play Troopenum. This is the newer version of classic Troopenum. You can go back and look at that. This is, in my opinion, a lot better. It sounds a lot better. You can turn off the music, thank God. I don't know about you guys, but I generally do not like background music. There's a few games that are good with it, but generally I do not like background music. So, Troopenum 2 is an enhanced version of Troopenum. For the most part, the objective is the same. You have to destroy ships, but there are some new modes, and there's a boss battle at the end, and some other stuff which I will try to show off. So let me hit enter. And the game will launch. As I've said before, it's probably best to run these on Windows XP or 7. They don't really work all that great in Windows 8 and higher. Anyway, let's go. Whoops.
Start game.
I skipped the intro.
Speed.
Okay, let me. Let me turn off background music.
Return, please start game.
So start game, that's the same.
Speed round.
Speed round, that's the same as in classic Troopenum. You just have to shoot down ship after ship after ship.
Program settings.
Program settings, those are your options.
View top 10 scores. Post score to BSC Games.
Obviously, that doesn't work because their site's gone.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds.
Test speaker orientation.
Test speakers.
Quit game.
And quit.
Test left. Right. If your speaker orientation is correct, press Y. Otherwise, press N.
So I'm going to hit Y.
Speaker orientation saved. Please start game.
Okay.
Program arrow hyperactive sides. Off.
Again, I think as with classic Troopenum, this will mean that when you hit the sides of the game field, you'll be bounced back to the other side.
Speak background ambience off.
Ambience, I'll turn this on.
On background music off.
I turn the music off.
Auto activate special items off.
Auto activate special items, so when you get special items, this is actually improved because with special items you hit page up and page down to select, and if you select something it'll automatically activate it, which I personally don't like that because I want to have control. So if you turn this off, you have to select the item and then hit control,
Return to main menu.
and that's it.
Please start game.
Let me show you a couple things.
Speed round. What would you like to play? Regular ships.
Okay, regular ships is exactly the same as in classic Troopenum.
Gorbian ships.
Gorbian ships. Now, this is new to Troopenum 2. With Gorbian ships, you have to target them vertically and horizontally.
Return Gorbian ships.
So let me just show you how this works. So,
Gorbian level.
I'm gonna go to the right. When it goes, go up. Come on. getting faster. Come on. Yeah, when you go like that, and then you hit the up or down arrow until it goes. So not too hard, just takes more time. Okay, this is getting kind of boring. I'm gonna let them land. Screw it. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Try again.
So.
Game over. Your final score is 79 points. Please start game.
Yeah, and the guy that's laughing is Lord Vector. Lord Vector is the guy that's trying to, I guess, invade the Earth. I don't know. Anyway, let me show you something else. If you type in Dan, just type in the word D-A-N.
Arrow to the desired difficulty, then press enter. Easy, normal, insane. Return to easy.
This is the classic bonus level from Classic Troopenum. Let's go with
bonus
easy.
Round. Shoot following meteorites for extra points.
So let's, I don't know. Why not? Oh, well.
Your final score is 27,000 points. Please start game.
Ow, that's a bug.
Ouch, easy.
Ouch.
Please start game. Test quit game.
That is a bug. Yeah, that's a bug.
Play shades, play beats, play true pedum. Taskbar, true pedum.
Oh, whoops. No, I don't want to play that game. Oh my god, really? Sorry, you guys.
Test quit. Thank you for playing. One more grade.
Okay. Let's go.
True Pendum 2 on the game joystick. Play True Pendum. Taskbar.
Yeah, you can play this with a joystick.
simple. Troopenum, version 2.0. Copyright 2003 by Daniel Zingaro and Justin Nobbenmeyer.
2003? Wow.
Start game.
Okay, so I've shown you all that. Let's go through.
Scroll, view, post, learn, use your up and down arrow keys to hear the various sounds. Cruiser.
Alright.
Cruiser destroyed. Lunar lifter. Lunar lifter destroyed. Lunar lifter reaches orbit. Enforcer. Enforcer hit, but not destroyed. Enforcer destroyed. Hovercraft. Hovercraft destroyed. Liquidator. Liquidator destroyed. Bomber. Bomber destroyed. Gorbian cruiser. Gorbian pod. Gorbian infiltrator. Gorbian destroyer. Gorbian fleet ship. Ship has landed. Ship centered.
And it fades out.
Gorbian ship centered. Next level reached. Warp to previous level.
Right.
At edge of screen. Special item being dropped. Special item has been obtained.
Okay.
Cancel use of special item. No special items available. Special item centered. Super laser. Smart bomb.
Kaboom. Okay, anyway.
Portal. Nuke. Rifle. Moonrock shield. Moonrock. Crash into Moonrock. Return to main. Please start game.
Okay, now if I didn't explain what portals were in Classic Troopenum, basically the portals either send you up to the next level or down to the previous one. The rifle, I believe, allows you to attack ships when they're farther. They have to be closer to the ground, but you get more points. The nukes will clear ships that have been landed. I believe if 4 ships land, you lose a life. So the ground nuke will clear those and reset your counter back to 0. The rock shield thing will protect you from moon rocks, which basically sit on the screen, and if you run into them, they disable your weapons for about 5 or 10 seconds. When you encounter a moon rock, you can hit Alt with left or right arrow to target it and blow it up, which you'll definitely want to do because moon rocks are not good. I think that goes over just about everything. Let me start the game.
Speed, start, arrow to the desired difficulty, then press enter. Easy.
Let's play easy, because this game is hard enough.
Please select a mission. Walk in space.
Okay. Walk in space is... It basically gives you everything. And you start with easy stuff, and you work your way up to the boss, or Lord Vector, who's the guy that's trying to take over, I guess.
Resurrection.
Resurrection has you starting from level 15, so it goes incredibly hard to incredibly easy to the boss.
Gorbian Revenge.
Gorbian Revenge, you get a lot more Gorbian ships. I don't like that.
Bomber Madness.
Bomber Madness gives you a bunch of bombers, which bombers will sit there and they take like 10 or 20 shots to destroy.
Half and half.
Half and half. I think that's half Gorbian, half standard levels. Again, I don't like that.
Baby Black Hole.
Baby Black Hole is the easiest. I think everything is the same except you don't get moon rocks.
Random.
Or random, which we'll choose a random one.
Return to main Walkins Resurrection.
I'm going to play Resurrection because I think it's the most fun. And it'll give me a chance to describe some of the ships. So, let's go.
Do you humans think you can take on my fleet and my empire?
Yes, I do.
Find out. Now.
Okay. Let me get out of the window so it's not playing that music. So you can pause the game by hitting P. Now, the first thing you encounter are the ships that go back and forth. And you can only hit them when they're in the center of the screen. To help you out, if you hit L, that will turn on the center of screen thing, which will play a clicking noise when you're in the center. So basically what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the center, I'm going to hit L, and then I'm going to wait until the ships are in the center, and then I will blow them up. So, let's go.
Troop enemy 2.0.
Okay. Destroy the moon rock. Oh god, that was close. Okay.
34,475 points. Wave 2.
Yeah, now... There are a couple of ships that will, when you shoot them, it'll go, wow, and it'll teleport across the screen, and you have to find it and blow it up. So let's just keep going.
Troop enemy.
Ah. Like I said, this only gets easier. 3,375 points. Uh-oh. Come on. Come on. There we go.
94,725 points. Wave 4.
Now again, to check your score, you hit shift.
97,025 points. Wave 4.
To check your lives, you hit enter. Control, shoot your weapon, left and right move. If I haven't said it already. Oh God. Okay, good. There we go. Stupid bomber.
161,940 points. Bonus round. Guide your ship to the docking station in the center of the screen.
There's
and
the time
it for extra points.
Okay. Now, well, basically you hit the up arrow. Try to keep that in the center. Oh God. Come on. Nope. Yeah, you're supposed to, I think, hold the up arrow or tap it or something and keep it in the center. It's okay.
940 points. Wave 5.
Alright.
I'm surprised you've lasted this long, human. You're doing much better. But still not good enough to win. Aren't you getting tired?
Nope.
Fly.
hate those ships that move. It's like, oh, it's on the right. Oh, now it's on the left. There we go. Just remember, it only gets easier.
Points. Wave 6.
Alright. Those are lifters. If they lift all the way up, they'll steal your items. There we go.
202.
Easier and easier.
70 points. Wave 7.
Alright. Let's do this. Alright.
Points. Wave 8.
By the way, if you hit I,
ground laser, move rock shield.
There we go.
Points. Bonus round. Shoot 4 sets of ships for a special item.
Okay.
1.
So basically, you'll get one of each type of ship. And then 2. And then 3. And so on. Let's see how long I can survive. Come on. Uh-oh.
Smart bomb.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they get faster. Oh well.
385,415 points. Wave 9.
Oh well. It's okay.
Human,
it's just...
You are really starting to annoy me.
Good. So are you. And no, you'll meet your maker. Oh boy. And if you haven't figured it out by now, the Gorbian ships are just like the standard ships. You just target them vertically.
410,115 points. Wave 10.
Now, if I haven't mentioned this either, if you hit 1 through, I believe, 5 to access your special items as well. But I'm gonna save them.
425,300 points. Wave 11.
Gorbian low.
Thank you.
595 points. Wave 12.
Wave 12.
Two ships down. Three lives remaining.
Smart bomb portal ground nuke.
There we go.
Zero ships down. Three lives remaining.
This is easy. What won't be is the boss.
55,675 points. Wave 13.
And I may not win. But we'll see.
A smart bomb.
There we go.
470,065 points. Wave 14.
Gordian low.
Points. Wave 15.
All right.
Zero ships down. Three lives remaining.
That was easy.
536,560 points. Wave 16.
All right, here we go.
So, human, you've made it this far. We now meet face to face. We will see who shall prevail. Let the madness begin.
Oh, boy. Now. Okay, what happens with this? There are three shields on the screen. One to the left, one in the center, one on the right. You have to destroy them all while taking care of ships that are on the screen. Once you do, you will encounter the boss, who flies around in his ship. He has bombs that he'll throw at you. You want to move away from the bombs, or else you will be destroyed in one hit. This is hard, so I don't think I'll really be talking through this. But, enjoy.
Troop 2.0.
So, here we go. That's okay, because I think I just cleared the shields. Okay.
Smart bomb.
Now. Oh. Oh God. Okay, I have one more shot at this.
Try again.
Let's see if I can do it. Ooh. Oh. Okay. I told you it was hard. Well,
game over. Your final score is 562,265 points.
Well, anyway. I almost got him. I was really, really close. Oh well. Anyway, that is Troopinum 2. I think it's a lot better than classic Troopinum. Still not a game I would play every single day, but, you know, it's not bad. So, I hope you've enjoyed this. There are three more videos to go. We've got Classic Pipe, Pipe 2 Blast Chamber, and Hunter. So, until next time, you guys take care. Bye.